Here in Germany, the cabinet has approved a draft law that would impose big fines on social media companies if they failed to delete hate speech from their websites. Fines could go as high as 50 million euros. And with a big majority in the German parliament, the government looks likely to get the proposed law passed.
Insults, hate speech, fake news. The internet is full of these things, but the sources are hard to uncover. Social media groups such as Facebook or Twitter may have agreed to remove this kind of content, but Germany's Justice Minister Heiko Maas wants to force them to take more responsibility. At the moment, our problem is with unlawful contents not being removed. Twitter removes only 1% of illegal posts, and with Facebook, it's far less than 50%. YouTube, however, shows that it does work. They delete 90% of illegal content. The freedom of expression finds its limits at criminal law. Companies failing to delete repeatedly reported posts that are illegal under German law could soon face fines of up to 50 million euros. The German justice minister knows the legal fight against online hate speech and fake news is complicated, but he still wants to go ahead with his controversial plan. Right now, we have the problem that too much illegal content is spread via the internet, and there's a mentality that the internet is a realm where laws don't apply. We can't accept this in a country under the rule of law. The courts will have the final say on companies' offenses, such as in the case of a Syrian refugee whose selfie with the German chancellor led to his being falsely accused of terrorism. Facebook may have deleted the defamatory posts, but a German court ruled that the company itself would not have to seek out such content. Critics of the ruling fear that in the face of such draconian punishments, too much content may be deleted, effectively leading to unnecessary censorship on the World Wide Web.